Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. I'm your host, Adrian Conway. Welcome to another episode of The Daily Rise. Today I'm recording and it is 9/11. I wanted to launch an episode this morning on 9/11, but was busy this weekend, got behind, and now here we are. But I think contextually it's a little bit better than if I would have had it planned, because I would have said something about remembering 9/11 as a day for me as an individual. I would have said something about, the importance of reminiscing on loss and tough times, and also how it can apply to our lives. But today I come to you with a bit of a different perspective, and it's something that I actually think about on a regular basis. And the quote that I'm going to hit you with is, "What if I died today?" It sounds tremendously depressing. Even me, someone that thinks about it on a regular basis, has to admit this. But what if you died today? Do you think about this very often? I want to bring you to a point of realization that our lives are not infinite and we are not invincible, and that life is short. When you think about the existence of humans and you think about what goes on in this vast world and or universe that exists, life is small and ours are included in that, you and I. No matter what we've accomplished or what we will go on to accomplish, it is a very small part of existence here on this earth for many, many other people. And I say that to sober you, and I say that to point you at a point of reflection. For me, I think back to 2001, and a lot of us will reflect back to that time with September 11th being something on our heart and our mind today. For me, I lost my grandmother to cancer, her second bout with cancer in 3 months before 9/11. Then 9/11 happened, and all the while throughout that year, I was going through some things that I really didn't want to be going through, and I had no choice of the matter. I had to go live with my mother, and my stepdad and my little brother, in Arizona, which is not a bad thing. I love them dearly, loved them then, loved to be in their presence, loved where they lived, loved all this stuff. But I just wanted to kind of be, going to school in Pennsylvania, where I grew up, and around the friends that I wanted to finish high school with and play sports with and hopefully go to college from, either to Penn State or Ohio State or something similar. And I had these dreams, but they were taken from me because my father was going through some struggles and a hard time, to the point where my mother had to make the choice to keep me in Arizona, and I got no say in the matter. And looking back, my mother saved me tremendously with that hard choice that she made and with the hard time that I faced going through that time. And I speed all this up to say that through that fall, had some hard ups, hard downs, was a new kid doing the thing, and it was tough. But then 9/11 happened, and it was another sobering opportunity. Wow, the world is happening all around me. This ain't just about me. Another realization. I share with you one more, that in December that year, I would lose my father. He would die an unexpected car accident where he was struck by a car. And this is just another stark reminder of the world keeps moving. And it ain't around me, doesn't revolve around me and what I want, what my dreams are, and how hard I'm trying, or how right my choices are. The world keeps spinning. I remember going to my first funeral when I was 5, went to my second when I was 6, and I remember losing my cousin when I was 8 or 9, and I had another cousin that was 8 or 9, and it was his father who died. So death has always been prominent in my life, and I say that because, not in a negative way. I mean, everyone experiences it, and many people far worse than me. But to acknowledge it humbles me. And to acknowledge it daily, now that I recognize the blessings around me of being a married man with a son and a daughter, I ask myself this question every single day in my mind, consciously or subconsciously, what if I died today? And I bring it all home to ask you, if you did, would you be content? Are you doing enough? And I would ask you not to lean away from asking yourself that question, but you need to ask yourself that question more often. Not only what if you died, but what if your parents died? What if your sister died? What if your brother died? What if your spouse died? What if your children died today? And now I'm not asking you to walk around and be sad. I'm asking you to walk around and be extremely happy and grateful and filled with gratitude because of this hard and mostly avoided question. You see, a lot of us are so enamored with our own lives and so quote unquote busy that we don't stop to slow down enough to think, wow, this time that I have is amazing. No matter how big or how small it seems, or no matter how lonely it feels at times for some of us, you're so blessed to have the moments that you do with the people that you do. And there's so much of it that you take for granted because you don't stop and ask yourself, what if it all ended now? Because I'm here to tell you that it should change the way that you live, change the way that you love, change the way that you teach, change the way that you serve, change the questions that you ask, change the way that you spend your time, change the way that you entertain yourself or not. Go have the beer. Go have the fun. Who knows if tomorrow it's given to us? And I'm not saying live your life recklessly, but I'm saying live your life intently and do things that make your heart smile because the time that you have is short. I know this isn't a popular topic, and I know I kind of weaved you through a quick life synopsis of Adrian Conway today, but it's all a big part of who I am. Because of those experiences in my life, I grew up really quickly, a lot more quickly than a lot of my peers. And even today at 37, which I'm blessed and grateful for every single day. So I'll never be one of these people that get old and like hide behind their age or pretend not to be. You know, I got all these gray hairs growing in on my beard and on my hair. And I'm grateful for every one of them. And I'm going to continue to show them off. Because life is a blessing and it's a tremendous gift. Nothing that I've earned and nothing that you've earned. I say all this to encourage you to take some time and give yourself daily reminders. You might not get tomorrow. So make the most of today. Make the most of this moment. And realize it's the same for everyone that you interact with in every way. You never know if it could be the last time that you see them. Hug them tight. Tell them you love them. Give them a kiss on the cheek. But let your presence be felt. And I mean that even with things that you're hesitant on saying or sharing or things that you don't want to take an attempt at because you fear it. What if your life is asked of you tonight and you didn't do something because you were just a little afraid of the outcome? I would hate that for you. Hey, I know today is a sober thought day. I apologize that it is not getting you in a rise and go mentality, but I'm seriously very confident, folks, that if you take time every day and ask yourself that question, what if I died today? Am I living like this is my last breath? Am I living like this is my last day? But still making plans as if I'll be here for a while, because that's what I want for you. I hope that's what I live as an example for myself. And I hope that's what my children would say or will say one day when I'm no longer around for them. And the same with my wife and those other people that are closest to me. If I had to leave them sooner than I prefer, I would pray that they would feel loved, that they would feel seen, that they would feel served, and mostly that they would know how much I cared about them as individuals and people. And I hope that's the imprint that I leave on the earth. Folks, if we can all do that for each other and with the time that we have, we'll certainly keep rising. Have a great day.